St. Cloud Metro Bus features a trolley every summer offering rides to the public. This summer is particularly special because Metro Bus is able to provide more rides than previous years. TJ, the trolley driver, shares what he knows.
I've been with Metro Bus for the past 2 years. This is the first year they've been having it, the whole summer. They got it funded and we've been doing it every day but Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So where does the trolley take you?
Well, basically we have two routes. We have a downtown loop, then we have a Lake George loop. Basically, the downtown loop is a 10-minute loop. You basically go around to St. Germain and point out the different historical buildings and whatnot in the town. Then we head out on the second loop down to the Monsignor Gardens, down to the campus, St. Cloud State, and round to Lake George, then back downtown. The mayor have a historical tour, and he takes the trolley all over St. Cloud, not just the 10-minute loop and the 20-minute loop. So you can call City Hall and see when he has his tour. And he goes in depth and, you know, giving the history of St. Cloud. And he really loves it. And that's another thing. You help people that, like the mayor, they really into making connections with the community. And that's what we're trying to do, make a connection with the community. Let them know we appreciate them and vice versa.
The trolley runs an extra loop on Wednesday nights in coordination with Summertime by George, a concert and festival that takes place every Wednesday night at Lake George. This is a way for the Metro Bus to make rides available to more people. So how many people ride the trolley?
On average, during the week, we have 30 to 40. But whenever we have Lake George, anywhere from 600 to almost 1,000. We do have a lot of families, mostly mothers and grandmothers, and they bring their kids on. And some, we have some dads too. I'm not going to, you know, discount the dads. We do have some dads ride with their kids, and yeah, I like it. It's an opportunity to meet the public, a great opportunity for the public to meet the drivers.
Once TJ fires up the trolley, he drives you around downtown and gives you a historical tour.
You know, a lot of people don't realize St. Cloud have a lot of history. Yes, in downtown, you know, from mobsters to bootlegging, there's a lot of history down here. As we make that left turn here, this is the, used to be called the Civic Center. Now they call it the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center. And this is also the old location of the police department and the public library. Straight ahead, the Stearns County Courthouse. The courthouse was built in 1821.
Help from drivers like TJ and the local community make the trolley rides possible.
Metro Bus actually provide the driver and the vehicle, but if you look on the brochures, you can see all the local sponsors, and also on the side of the trolley, you see all the sponsors that in town that helped us out. We appreciate that. Yeah, it's a free ride, and like I say, this year, the only time we're not using the trolley is Sunday, Mondays, and Tuesdays. But any other time during the week, the trolley is available. Look forward to having more passengers ride.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.